Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzLove.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke. Hello, welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show episode 113. It's the first of our Easter specials while we're on Easter holiday. These episodes are being released, which means that they are kind of out of date. What we're talking about is probably not relevant a week after recording, but anywho. Welcome along.
Naka, naka, na, naka, hi.
Is that still there? I thought that was gone by now.
No, it's an idiot.
Oh, you saved it, alright. Oh, is it the case that Owen's ones are always freezing so that people can screen grab them? Because it seems to be the case. How do you screen a shot if it's not frozen? I can't do that.
Just know that this is the exact same
thing. Because I need to press the thing and the thing, so I can't have... You need to have a... Yeah, it doesn't... It's impossible on my phone. Anyway, welcome along. Today's episode is going to be said entirely in rhyme.
This is like a rap. I said if you ever...
It's not rap, it's rhyme. I won't turn into rap. Rap has to be like rap. It's not going to be rap. It's going to be rhyme.
I don't got time to rhyme.
Welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show. Oh, the places we'll see, oh, the places we'll
don't
go.
Sing it.
On today's fine episode. Jimmy is currently on his phone. That guy is sitting all alone. This is going to be really hard, isn't it, Jimmy?
You're really bad at this.
I'll tell you that. This is so silly.
Where's my fish?
Okay. That doesn't rhyme at all.
I know, I'm just trying to go with
it. Okay, I know, it's really hard. They did an entire episode of How I Met Your Mother through rhyme, and it was one of the best episodes of all time.
I don't believe you. Where's my food?
Oh my God.
Game of Thrones came back this week. When the man got his testicles chopped off, I gave out a shriek.
Did you?
Yeah, it's true.
Seems the dish.
Oh fuck. Nothing rhymes with that word duck. Fidget. On this show, I will fidget.
At the bar. Oh, well,
I don't blame you. That's just Kim. Oh my God.
Where's my phone? Where's my bone?
This is the worst.
I know.
Master, they have to connect in some way. It's impossible. You have to script it. Or else... This will be dipshit. I don't know. I can't do this anymore. It's making my brain really sore.
Don't lie to me. I'm not gonna rhyme this.
You'll wait and see.
I'm not doing no rhyme no more.
We're gonna win this rhyming war.
Would you stop, please?
I'll never stop, James. There's gonna be a lot of dead air, but to be honest, I don't really care. Oh, here comes Dean. He better rhyme. And if he doesn't do it all the time... Oh, good, he's gone. This never would have worked. He's just too... wrong at doing stuff that... Harfer.
What's our first class? Is it Lass?
No, it's... No, you feck. It is home ec.
Oh, high five.
And I'm still alive.
Not for long.
I'll say a song.
No.
But it's the show. let me think while I take a big drink.
You don't have anything to drink.
Oh, yes, I do, you thinky think. A bottle of water on my desk. Wait a moment while I unscrew the cap and then kill the pest. Inside, inside, upside down.
Will this work?
Oh, my God. Don't hang yourself, Jimmy. That would be silly.
Do it again, and I will actually punch you in the balls.
If you punch me in the balls, over I will fall. Don't hit me there. That's where children I will bear.
That's where the children I will bear.
That's where children I will bear. I will bear children there. That's where children I will bear. Bear, till, bear, bear. Bear, wear, wear and tear. Tear the book. I like to rhyme all the time. At Christmas time, it's really fine. We've done almost 6 minutes of rhyme now. Is it time to stop?
Yes.
Or will we continue until we drop? I tell you, Jimmy, I'll keep on going, even when it starts a-snowing. The snow is my favorite type of weather. I like to chain it with a tether and a slither in the hurling game. What a shame that Sky Sports will be broadcasting the GAA. Sky Sports, for which you have to pay. Michael D was in with the Queen last night. I would have liked it if up they started to fight. Michael D throws a punch at the Queen's stomach. No, at the Queen's stomach. And at Michael D, the Queen says, "Fuck." They prance and they dance around the ring. And suddenly Michael D begins to sing. Oh, this is my nation of Ireland. I think to this, a good solution would be to end this rhyming pollution by changing the show to a different theme.
My rhyming will stop
in seconds of 10. It will stop just as it began. Thank you for listening, good listeners. You are.
It has never been safe from us, ever. It we has, will find you.
We will find you in a big car. I don't think I can ever. I don't think I can ever stop, Jimmy. I just love it so much. It's just so silly. Alright, that's the end. That's the end of the rhyming. I'm going to say another sentence now that isn't in rhyme. Hibbity hoobity, orange, orange, orange. There we go. Done. Now, it's time for 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Boom. Okay, Jimmy, give me 2 actors, directors. I will connect them for you. You?
And Josh Hutcherson.
Okay. That's actually going to be impossible.
I was about to say Abraham Lincoln. I was like, oh, I know.
That's going to be impossible.
I won't care.
You're not on IMDb, so it's impossible.
I don't care.
Well, I'm going to have to make some room for... We'll see. All right, so...
Since you're amazing at this and you can get through it, I can...
Yeah, but not with people who aren't professional film workers. All right, well, you were a producer on Beware the Horror Ghost. Beware the Horror Ghost. Alright, I'll say Beware the Horror Ghost shares a word in the title with the film Ghost, which stars Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. Demi Moore was in the 2010 film The Joneses with David Duchovny. David Duchovny was in The X-Files with Gillian Anderson. Gillian Anderson was in The Fall with Jamie Dornan. Jamie Dornan was in Once Upon a Time with Jorge Garcia, who was in Lost with, give me a moment, with Julie Bowen, who was in Parks and Recreation, or who was in Modern Family with oh, bust at it. It should be easier than it is. Oh yeah, Modern Family and Super Fun Night are on directly after each other on a Wednesday on ABC. Super Fun Night stars Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson was in Pitch Perfect with Elizabeth Banks. Elizabeth Banks is in The Hunger Games with Josh Hutcherson.
So I'm not related to him.
No.
Fuck that theory.
Give me two more people. Like proper people now, so it's easier.
Josh Hutcherson.
Okay.
And Jennifer.
Josh Hutcherson is actually in a lot of things with a lot of people. Like, it's pretty easy to connect him to people if it's someone easy. Okay. Okay, come on, hurry up. Jimmy. Give me another person.
I'm thinking. Oh. Ew, what the hell are you doing?
Hurry up, boy. I tell you, hurry up, boy. Josh Hutcherson and...
Josh Hutcherson.
Oh.
I'm going to piss you off again by saying... Miss Higgins. And Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. Ms. Higgins shares a surname with Michael D. Higgins. Last night, Michael D. Higgins was at a banquet with Dame Judi Dench. Dame Judi Dench was in Skyfall with... One moment, please.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
Was in... Where am I now? I'm at Skyfall. I don't know. Skyfall, and I'm going to...
You have 20 seconds remaining. 10 seconds remaining. Oh my god, the timer's broken. 5 seconds remaining. 5, 4, 3, 2... Oh my god, went up to 10. 9, down 5.
Alright, I have a better one.
3.
Miss Higgins shares a surname with Michael Higgins. Michael Higgins was at banquet last night with the Queen. The Queen is... portrayed as a child in the film The King's Speech, which is directed by Tom Hooper. Tom Hooper also directed Les Misérables, which stars Hugh Jackman, who stars in X-Men Days of Future Past with Jennifer Lawrence.
She's not in that movie.
Who?
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I wipe her from all the footage.
She's on she's at the front of the poster. It'd be kind of hard to cut her out at this point. There's one reason why that film grosses $1 billion. It's Jennifer Lawrence. It won't. It won't gross $1 billion. It'll gross about 850. But J-Law, it's going to be great. But J-Law is definitely going to be the reason it does that well. But meanwhile, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is looking set to open really poorly. In fact, I think this Amazing Spider-Man 2 might, or I might have seen it, or it'll already be out here by the time this episode is released. It's going to do really badly at the box office. It's just, there's no momentum for it. The first one was just so boring. Anyway, alright, give me another one. And try not to include any of the cast of The Hunger Games, because that gets really boring after a while.
Okay.
I know those are the only actors you've heard of, but anyway.
No. It's just the only actors I can think of at the moment.
The good thing is, there are a lot of actors in The Hunger Games, so it's pretty easy to connect inwards to that.
I know,
but
I'm trying to think so.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking.
Everyone is in The Hunger Games.
Mr. Henberry.
Okay. That's gonna be real. Oh no. Yeah. That's gonna be pretty hard. Could you go with a different English teacher in this
room?
All right. Come on.
I'm thinking.
I'm going to have to pause this during this because the way I'm going to be going will include some private information on some people that I can't include in this podcast. So I'll have to pause it for about 3 seconds.
Probably someone will say, I don't know, you just go with the person.
I'll go with the person. Richard, second name.
Richard Nixon.
No, okay, what's his name? The guy who plays Ron Swanson. Well, I can't think of his name, so... Wait, what is it?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Sorry, first in the game.
Let's go. So, I have to pause this for a second.
So, Neil Jordan.
So, where am I going? I'm going to Justin Bieber. So, Justin Bieber. Has he been in any...
why I chose Justin Bieber?
Has Justin Bieber been in any films? He's been in... Oh, yes. I know the director of his concert film is... Yeah. All right, so...
I have to work.
Yeah, I don't know any of the actors in CSI or anything, so I'll work backwards. The director of Believe is like a proper guy, so or the director of Never Say Never, sorry. Justin Lin. What's his name? Justin Lin. Fast and Furious. What? You're distracting me, fool. Wait, I'm almost there now. Wait for it. I'm so close to getting there now. Do you wanna build a snowman? Do you wanna build a snowman? Have I got there? No, I haven't got there. Wait, Brad Pitt. I'm trying to get from Brad Pitt to Transformers now. Michael Bay. Yes, I'm there. I just got it. Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, thank God, James. I was waiting and I finally got it. All right. Here, by accident I got it. Okay, so we're going from Neil Jordan now. So Neil Jordan made Interview with the Vampire with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is married to Angelina Jolie, who starred in, and her father is John Voight, but she also starred in Tomb Raider with John Voight. Her father's John Voight. John Voight was in Transformers, which was directed by Michael Bay, who also directed Transformers Age of Extinction. You know who's in Transformers Age of Extinction? Tidus Welliver, who is also in Man on a Ledge with Genesis Rodriguez. Genesis Rodriguez, right? Genesis Rodriguez was in a film called Hours with Paul Walker, who is in Fast and Furious 7, despite his untimely passing, which is directed by Justin Lin, who also directed Justin Bieber, Never Say Never, which, I think may star Justin Bieber.
No, it doesn't.
Fuck yeah! There we go. That was really difficult.
I thought it was really good. I'm going to go.
I love this. It's so much fun.
Johnny,
okay.
Idina Menzel.
Okay. Johnny's in Beware the Horror Ghost, which shares a word with the film Ghost, starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. Now I have to just work from there.
Walk over and score.
Patrick Swayze's in the first version of Point Break, the remake of which stars Gerard Butler. Where am I going again?
I didn't myself.
Oh, yeah. Stars Gerard Butler. He was in Olympus was Fallen with...
Wait, I just up there. Which one's the one with the, you know, the guy in the building saving the princess with the guns and shit?
There's two.
The shitty one.
Olympus is Fallen is the shitty one. White House Down is the awesome one.
Oh, no. It's Fallen.
Well, Olympus has Fallen is on Netflix now. I saw that.
I know.
It's not terrible. It's okay, but it's certainly not half as good as White House Down. Give me a moment to think of this now. Who am I going to again?
Idina
Menzel. Okay, I'll figure this one out. I have a better one. Johnny is personal acquaintances with Lucien, me, who is also personal acquaintances with Zachary Quinto. You know who Zachary Quinto's ex-partner is? Was Jonathan Groff. And you know what Jonathan Groff is in? Frozen with Adele Dazeem.
Oh.
There you go.
I've connected Idina Menzel to Christian Bale.
Kristen Bell. It's not Christian Bell. Kristen. I'll do one that doesn't include Frozen. Kristen Bell was in Veronica Mars with James Franco.
James Franco.
I'm getting to this now. He was in The Iceman, right? With Chris Evans. And Chris Evans was in... Yeah, Chris Evans is going to be in Captain America 3, which is going to be opening the same day as Batman vs. Superman, which stars Amy Adams, who was in Enchanted with Idina Menzel. There you go. See? That was even easier. Idina Menzel's in loads of stuff. You probably don't realize. She was in Glee for like 2 seasons. She's in Enchanted. She's in loads of stuff.
Who is she in Enchanted?
She's like the...
Evil witch.
No, that's Susan Sarandon. She's the stepmom.
The stepmom.
Like the Patrick Dempsey's girlfriend who like takes the daughter to school and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She's not in it a lot. She's not very good in it. I don't like Idina Menzel. She's a good singer, but that's about the extent of her talent. She's an annoying singer. Anyway, do you want one last one, and then I'm all worn out.
You ready? One of the hardest ones,
I guess.
David.
Okay. You keep picking people that like connect to Beware the Horror Ghost.
Oh, sorry, I just sneezed. Oh no, not David.
I'll just connect them to David. I'll just say they were in the same room as David. I mean, that's cheating at the game. Like, if you're playing a proper game of 6 degrees, you can't do that kind of connection. But when you're picking people who are... Sultan is in the same school as David. David was almost in Beware the Horror Ghost, which shares a word with Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Right? Which stars? Wait, David, Sultan, then who?
You idiot. Sultan and... What are we doing again?
Sultan and... Pick someone. Will I pick someone? Albert Brooks.
Daniel Craig.
Alright, so we're at Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters style Bill Murray. Bill Murray was in The Monuments Men. You know who was supposed to be in The Monuments Men but dropped out last minute? Daniel Craig. There you go.
Thank you.
Jesus. I can make an alternative one if you want.
I don't hit you.
Stop hitting me.
Sorry, I suffer.
That's the end of 6 degrees. That's the end of this episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. Thank you for downloading. We'll be back next week.
What happened for our rhyme time?
Our what? Our rhyme time? Well, that's over.
No. Rhyming.
I tell you, it's over like a four-leaf clover.
Don't rap it ever.
Why? Are you racist?
No, I don't like when you rap.
All right. Thank you for downloading this show. We'll be back next week with more Easter fun. Until then, lots of love.
The Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny loves you. Actually, this is our last episode before Easter, so let's sing a song. The bunny, 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 the bunny. You have to start singing the bunny and then I'll sing the chorus, okay? The bunny, the bunny, the bunny, the bunny, the bunny is just around the corner. The bunny is hopping in the snow. He's got a basket full of eggs and he's waiting to put them in your mouth on Easter Sunday. That sounds incredibly rude. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
What did you say?
I said, he's got a basket full of eggs and he's going to put them in your mouth on Easter Sunday. Alright, thank you and goodbye. Yeah, we can get Piero. That's just, you know... Clamoring at the police station. So we have a little big slap. Yeah, I'm bringing it to the weekend. Do it real better because no accent. Yeah, no surgery, no clamoring. Ain't it but no police me. Would you just give us the time for the one something if I say no. But no, when I write so you know, but 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 open the stars for you know, but 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 Las Vegas. As those are zero films with towers in the chat. Quiz will need over tea.
Sir, when this is easy, I'll scratch out.
What's your
problem? Red throws his tail and
Oh, me mit na easy to get up here. So ich muss mit dem Girl was there is so girl hat er wissen sehen aus. Weg. Was
nimmt
mir nicht mehr. Ja, ich bin aus.
Ja,
aus. Aus. Auf, du musst das wohl da. Ja, gut. Well, you're finally doing what? Are you ready?
How's it going?
Girl, we even did such cross. See, and you see, still we're ready, yes, we're ready. Girl, we even did such. This cover this all, we nailed this such. Girl, this is what? Yes, I do not know it helps. The best series was tough, and this is what? We're called war. This is what? I lost most of this, what was it? Say, you're not this is. So, say, you're not this is, yeah? Well, I mean,
Ich muss mich nicht mehr.
We are from the end. All the way up. There's carrots, there's cat wish. Give me, snake. Rose Hillary, Bill Meekins, oh, Mina Zubinaga, oh, no, no, it's been evil, it's a little blue. Slow. This bitch is kind of opposite. Well, what's in this pan? Nick is my other side. What's the opposite? Sir, what's this?
More film,
too. Wait, so just stop. Give me a more.
Yeah, no more.
Сейчас не флуй, а ой, сына. Сейчас не флуй. Nice girl, I feel smelling in the cup.
Jesus.
Where's that? Here should I be? Yeah, we are fast. Fast to look at sex. See how I'm in the cubes. This guy makes noise for me. Yeah. We can't help get over for his pack. He went. Some of the alert on. He'll watch the driving cost about the age, but I've been after it. That's an issue. Stealing gives us a busy. Get a lot of her steam out of the help. Slow ship, sir. See, you're over the surface knees. Girth, and you're not as emotionally amused. You lose from the cloud. Whoa, leh.